Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. A walk from my Eve to my Lilith, a swim within my own soul. One was made from your rib, the other from the same soil as you. One sacrificed herself for your love, the other loved herself until there was nothing left to hate. One poured herself into empty vessels until they overflowed, the other filled her cup first, before she emptied yours. One accepted the truth she was given, the other bent reality to fit her fire. To one, we owe origin. To the other, feminine rage. One was never enough. The other was always too much. One of me was taught to be Eve. The other longed to walk the earth as Lilith. I spoke like Eve, but I bled like Lilith, until they both destroyed me to save my soul, and I became the prayer burning in the fire. By Eva Garg. Nokomis, by Shelby Larkin. Your smile sung out to sunshine and carried it across ages, and every sunny day has a piece of you in it. I think of you when a butterfly lands gently on a black-eyed Susan, or a hummingbird shimmers through the air. I think of you when a warm breeze touches the treetops and they dance, glittering like emeralds. I think of you when childhood ease whispers gently against my soul. I think of giggling through trails in the forest and you showing me the magic that's always there. I think of dancing naked in the sunshine because no one was there to see, and the freedom you placed right in the heart of me. I think of you when the powwow drums beats, and my heart cries out to dance. You gave me those things before you left, and I'll always think of that. Ashen Gardens by Jessica Shaw, also known as Jessica Saria. She asks me, "What did I want at 19 that I have now?" I answer, "Nothing. Everything I wanted is gone. Every man I pedestaled fell, toppled over, head heavy. Bless 'em, cowards. I've always been surrounded by women scurrying, cleaning dirt from their nails, scrubbing blood from tile, handling shit when shit needed handling. They stitched silence into their spines, only let loose when the liquor was heavy. You should have seen them, the men, watching as they carried entire families without flinching. They'd bend, but would not break. Even when the weight wasn't theirs to carry. And me? I studied. Took notes. Learned to smile through clenched jaw. Mastered love without needing return. I'm no longer building altars for ghosts. Fighting battles while worshipping control. Quieting my voice to keep another strong. I'm no longer burning myself to keep their ego warm. Let them fall. I come from women who rise, carrying handfuls of ash, sifted through calloused fingers and still, even still, after everything has gone, we plant gardens and sow songs. Clouds Have Always Been Women by Nanki Kandari. Clouds have always been women, braided in softness, swollen with stories they were never allowed to pour. They gather, quietly, between gossiping winds and forgotten rooftops, holding storms in their belly so that the harvest may thrive. They do not arrive with announcements, only anklets of thunder, skirts stitched with rain, and a scent like old lullabies soaked in soil. You call them moody. I call them magnificent. They gray with waiting, then split open, gracefully, so you may breathe. They are mothers who refill rivers, lovers who never overstay, daughters who drift too soon. They are blamed for floods, for spoiling weddings, for blocking light. No one thanks them for the shade. Clouds have always been women, asked to give, expected to vanish, judged for the weight they carry. But when they do decide to stay, when they reign with rage instead of permission, they drown cities, rewrite skylines, and still, are called over-emotional. Winds of Reverie by Philippa Drake. A lord soars into the azure expanse, forsaking blood bonds, chasing the winds of liberty to repose in distant islands where no man yet resides. Friends of wondrous creatures, he dreams in coves and tunneled caves, at one with moonlight and dimensions of mystery. There he waits for time to spiral faster and faster into a relentless vortex that transports him to a sparkling age where he meets another life, another love. Cliff by Ophelia Verk Ross. Salt splattered on chalk carves out the rough-hewn shape of thought. The cliff is a canvas where they escaped me and become mammoths on sandstone, scattered by stick-figured spears. Magpies perch listless as dew and wing their words over the sea. The water ripples their birdsong agon. Clouds crowd in anticipation. I am the heaven's surrogate on earth. They would rapture me and leave the cliff empty as a forgotten age. The stones know no different. I am their occupying army. I kick the stones, kick the moss, kick the cliff loose, so that landslipped rocks chase down the incline. The waves retreat, capricious tide, arrogant as weeds, pretentious petrichor. Dappled sun on dimpled sea reaches over the horizon like the old joke. Born Artist by Maggie Devers. She created her own works for an exhibition tonight. Unaware of traditional artistic practices, only sweet, innocent bliss of the raw and ragged. She had cut up her stuffy and used the skin fabric to fashion a heart emblazoned with marker, tape, and assorted gems. If Tracy Emin were six and slightly more destructive. Another was on paper, and the third a juxtaposition of disparate media, all with a unifying theme. Portrait of a girl with a dog. Later, they curl up on my belly as I recline watching videos of the artist at two, smashing all the colors of Play-Doh together, her stuffed dog tucked under her arm, at ease in creation. Another day to play. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.